blessings are moving right now. Touch the hem of my garment and receive what you need. I am not a far-off God. I am a God that's standing in your very midst, meeting every one of your needs. Expand your faith right now. Expand your faith and believe. You need a miracle. There's enough of God's glory here to give you that miracle that you need. God, just saying, some of you in here, you are suffering from anguish of soul. You just need to give that all to God right now. God said he's hearing the cry of your heart. Now just receive what it is that you need from him. Somebody near you holding on to bitterness. God wants you to let go of that right now. There is someone in here this morning that God is showing you a new way to walk, and God is saying, walk ye in it. The path that you were on is not the path He wants you to be on. You know that things haven't been going right for you. You don't know, understand why. You miss God's voice when He told you, put a new path before your feet. Don't miss Him this morning. If you're in here this morning and you just do not know what God is calling you to do, ask God to show you a vision of your feet on a path. Then as you see, can visualize your feet on this new path, God's going to begin to speak to you and tell you exactly what He wants you to be doing. Even though He's told you before, you've missed it. Father, I truly do thank You for what You've done thus far. I would like for You to open up all of our spiritual ears so we can hear what thus saith the Lord. And Father God, give us Your understanding so we understand what You're saying in all of its fullness. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God gave me a word this morning about dominion. And I understand now why he did that. If the Holy Spirit's ministering to you, stay right where you're at. God said, now is the hour to unleash all power and authority against the enemy. This is transition time for a major part of my body of believers. Transitioning out of fear into the reality of power over the enemy. The enemy lives in gross darkness, and he has brought this gross darkness into your domain to wreak havoc in your life and the lives of your loved ones. You need to step up to the plate, and you need to transfer this heavenly power and authority into every area of darkness. My word tells you that you have dominion, but few use that dominion authority. Then what he said is, let's look at what dominion is to a believer. Let's go back to the first line, Chris. Now is the hour to unleash all power and authority against the enemy. This is transition time for a major part of my body of believers. Transitioning out of fear into the reality of power over the enemy. This is where we have to be at right now. We have to unleash all power and authority against the enemy, not against each other. All right. So then God said, let's look at what dominion is to a believer. So I pulled up some scriptures. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Right from the very first, God gave you and I dominion over all things. Psalm 8:6 says, you have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. See that? Daniel 7:14. And to him was given dominion and glory in a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. 1 Peter 5:11, to him be the dominion forever and ever. It's dominion, 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 dominion. It doesn't say defeat, 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 defeat. Adriana, will you take over the sound booth while Treesand checks the nursery? Please. Now, verses we just read highlight the concept of dominion. Please check the nursery. These verses highlight the concept of dominion as both a responsibility given to humanity and an attribute of God's eternal reign. When you study the scriptures about dominion, let the dominion and authority, there's a 45 that in there. I only picked these few. All right. Let the dominion and authority that belongs to you in Christ Jesus become a revelation on the inside of you. Believe it and use it in every situation. You never have to be a victim again. We studied this years ago. But you're like me, you forgot about this. And so this is why God said that this morning. All right, let's read it again. When you study the scriptures about dominion, let the dominion and authority that belongs to you in Christ Jesus become a revelation on the inside of you. Believe it and use it in every situation. You never have to be a victim again. According to Psalms 8:6, God himself put mankind in charge, gave us dominion, and put all things under our feet. He doesn't intervene in the affairs of the earth whenever he wants. He respects the dominion and authority he has given us. You see that? Dominion means operating in the anointing. The Spirit, in Luke 4:18, said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me." We have to walk in the anointing. We have to be full of the Holy Spirit in order to have dominion. And this is why God is saying, no more religion. Spirit calls to spirit, because without this walking in the Spirit, we are going to be defeated. Dominion is a God-given gift to his people that requires his supernatural anointing. It belongs to you, but it isn't automatic. It takes faith, walking in love, and operating in the anointing. All right, let's just say I got up Saturday morning, couldn't walk on my left leg because my ankle wouldn't hold me. And I said, this is ridiculous. I just got through with the episode of my right toe where I couldn't walk. And I said, Satan, you do not have power and authority over my body. I am going to walk in Jesus' name. And then as I walked, then the pain started subsiding and I was fine. But see, what did I do just then? I took dominion, and the enemy had to listen because I walk in the Spirit. I have the anointing. All right, that's just an example of taking dominion over something that's happening in your life. The anointing is what gave Samson supernatural strength and the ability to overcome his enemies. The anointing is what enabled David to kill Goliath. The anointing is what allowed Joseph the knowledge to run a major estate for Potiphar with notable success. The same anointing is available to you today. It's only through the anointing that this church thrives. It is because of the moving of the Spirit that people come into the church. They want the supernatural. They want to see what walking in the Spirit is all about. Expect to operate in the anointing if you want to take dominion. All right, dominion means prospering financially. The Lord will open for you his good, this is Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will open for you his good treasure house, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. Dominion is what sets you apart from the rest of the world, especially financially. As a believer, you should always be the head of every situation, not the tail. Are you listening to that? I don't want to get ahead of myself. That means you have money in abundance to take care of your own needs and to be a blessing to those around you. It means you're the lender and not the borrower. See that? People should be able to see the blessing of the Lord on you. They should see that you prosper in every situation. No matter what your job is or the state of the economy, it's a testimony of the goodness of God. What about you? Do you feel like you have financial dominion and authority over your finances, or do bills, debt, and work-related troubles seem to rule you instead? Start seeing yourself as having dominion in the area of finances. When an unexpected financial situation comes your way, take your seat in a place of authority instead of falling into a victim mentality. When you start with the right mindset, you'll respond with the right actions. The right actions are believing for victory, speaking victory, and reaching out and taking what belongs to you. They involve resisting the devil, putting him under your feet, and refusing to accept anything less than God's best. Let's stop there. We know that everything's going to fall apart. We know that, right? But God told us that when everything falls apart, We don't have to be, if we're walking close to him, we don't have to worry about that. Isn't that what he told us? So if we claim to be walking in the Spirit, walking under the anointing, then we have dominion over the poverty that's going to come across the land. And we need to start walking in that dominion right now. Was it Kenneth Copeland? I think it was Kenneth Copeland. He had this this bill that was due. I don't remember the figures. We'll say 1,200. It was more than that. But anyhow, and he said to his wife, Gloria, I'm not going to be concerned about this. This is in God's hands. He's taking care of me. I have dominion over the poverty. Therefore, God is going to supply. Well, the bill came due, and there was no supply. And 2 days later, there was still no supply, but he got a phone call. And the guy said, Kenneth, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to write you a check. And he told him for what amount. It covered the whole bill. And he said, I got busy and forgot. And the Holy Spirit nudged me this morning and said, you need to send the check now. So see, the supply was there, but the person who was supposed to supply had forgotten about it. We need to walk in this type of anointing, knowing that our God is our supplier. If we don't walk in that anointing, we're going to go under. All right? So I needed my car fixed. And I really don't have the money to fix it. But, you know, the appointment was made and it was sent. And God paid to have my car fixed. God supplied that. He always supplies all of our needs if we are walking close to Him and we're walking in the Spirit, then we have dominion over this kind of poverty. I want you to really grab a hold of this tonight, because America's getting ready to go into some really tragic times. But if you can really, truly trust God, He's going to come through for you. God told me, He said, when I moved into this building, He says, you won't have an abundance because you're in here on your own. I didn't tell you to come here. He said, but I will always supply your need. He said, I'll do that, but you won't have an overabundance. And so what has He done all these years? He has supplied the need as He promised, but we do not have an overflow. And Barbara, it just comes to me that you should believe you have dominion over real estate, and the enemy has to take his hands off the real estate sales, and you should be receiving more real estate sales. Because you use your money for God's kingdom. And if you don't sell real estate, then you don't have the money to use for God's kingdom, right? So the enemy's stealing from you. So let's just put this in right perspective. We're not going to sit around and do nothing. But we do have to believe and trust God to supply our needs. And we do have to take dominion. Devil, you get your hand off this bill. This bill is God's bill, and He's going to pay it. Take dominion over it. All right, then the next thing is, dominion means excelling to the highest place possible. And Deuteronomy 28:13 says, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you shall only go up and not down. You hear that? We are to be the head and not the tail. To excel in the spirit of the word is to prosper financially, physically, and relationally. That's the result of the blessing. Physically, that means you won't settle for aches and pains, allergies, sickness, disease, or age-related setbacks. You excel to the highest place possible, which is a long life in a strong, healthy body. Let's stop there. God has promised you that you are healed. So you don't go around saying you're not healed. I don't care what your body's telling you. You are healed. And I keep going back to Job. When God wanted to, He blessed Job. But Job wasn't blessed until his time. God had a perfect time to bless Job. All right, he's telling me you are healed, so I'm waiting for that healing. And when the enemy comes around to do something different, I say, no, you don't have dominion over my body. God does, and I am healed in the name of Jesus. Kenneth Copeland, I keep remembering the story he told because he's a great man of faith. He hurt his ankle somehow or other. His wife does healing schools. He went to every well-known preacher that did healing. They laid hands on him, and he wasn't healed. He went to his wife's healing schools. He was not healed. But in the meantime, poor man was in an awful lot of misery, couldn't hardly walk. He never said he wasn't healed. And all of a sudden, one day, he just up and started walking. He had no pain in that leg. I really believe when his faith was tested as far as it could be tested, then the healing came. But anyhow, the healing came. So it doesn't matter. He says, too, it didn't matter what his leg was telling him. He talked to his leg every day and used it. You straighten up and line up with the Word of God, you're healed. And, you know, until God manifested the healing. See, we just walk around, oh, poor me. You know, and you don't tell the devil to get his hands off of your finances or your body, but we just sort of agree with him, and we go on. And sometimes it looks really dark and gloomy, doesn't it? And sometimes, you know, it's really hard to stand in faith and keep declaring that God is in control, but we have to do that. People look at you and think that you're crazy, but you have to do that. Sister Teresa did that when she had her surgery, and even though the doctors messed up in her surgery, she's still believing for God to perform a miracle and reconstruct what they messed up. You don't hear her saying she's going to wear that bag forever, because she said, I know that God's going to do a miracle and fix this. All right? All right, relations. It means you don't settle for strife in your home, a broken marriage, an unfulfilled desire for family, or rebellious children. You excel to the highest place possible, which is a family most people only dream of. Dominion looks different from the world. Our families should look different as a result. And I always remember Kenneth Copeland in this, too. Because, you know, he's a great man of faith. Him and his glory followed God with all their hearts. And their son decided, well, let me be rebellious here. And, you know, he went on a rebellious kick. And Kenneth had given him a truck. And so Kenneth got mad at him. And Kenneth said, I want the keys of that truck. So he took his keys from him. And so Kenneth Hagin called him and said, talking to Kenneth Copeland, he said, Ken, he said, did you give that truck to your son as a gift? And he didn't know anything about this. God told him. He said, yes. He says, has God taken any gifts away from you that he's given you? And he said, no. He said, well, you can't take that gift that you gave your son back either. Give him back his keys. So Ken had to give him back his keys. You know, so what I'm saying here, they wanted a happy home. They wanted all their children safe. They didn't want any trouble in their home. But trouble still came. All right? And when Ari did mess up, God talked to another pastor and said, get your act together. You know, and God will do that. God will tell you through somebody else to get your act together. All right, let's talk about we have dominion, but the enemy's not going to just walk away and say, oh, well, they got dominion, so I guess I'll go bother somebody else. He's going to bother you. He's going to come and try to make you believe you don't have any authority and any power, and he's going to fight you at every turn, and you have to fight back by trusting and believing what God has told you. All right, financially, it means you don't settle for lack, low pay, being stuck in the same job year after year, taking out loans, or living paycheck to paycheck. You excel to the highest place possible by continually increasing in your pay, your savings, your investments, and your giving. The very first thing a human ear ever heard was, be blessed. That's a mandate. It's time to fulfill it. So are you blessed? Think about it. Are you blessed? Or are you allowing the enemy to steal from you? You know, you might not be a millionaire, but you might be living in comfort. You know, in other words, you have enough. We don't need all the other junk we get. We have enough to live in comfort. All right? And if you're living below that, then somewhere along the line, you've allowed the enemy to come in and steal. What does Katie Souza say? All right, if he's stealing your finances, then you have something in common with him. Somewhere along the line, you've sinned and allowed the enemy to come in and steal something from you. So what you have to do, and I do this all the time, I like that teaching. I go back and check, okay, what kind of sin am I in that I have? He has something common in me, and he can attack me the way he does. Does that make sense to you? I mean, her teaching was really good on that. All right, fourth thing, dominion means expecting to be blessed in famine. And Genesis 26:12 says, Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year during a famine reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. All right, we've always had a garden in our place. 2 years ago, my son-in-law planted a garden, and it was cursed. It didn't do nothing. I bought the best of everything for him to work with, but he had nothing in that garden. So somewhere along the line, and I know where it was, he had something in common with the devil, and the devil ate the crop. So you can't blame that, you know, on God, right? All right, maybe you're good at expecting dominion and blessing unless something like COVID-19 or an economic downturn show up. Then you're afraid of losing your job or watching the stock market fall like everyone else. But dominion means you expect to be blessed even in famine. The story of Joseph prospering in prison and during a famine isn't just a nice story that is supposed to entertain us. No, it's an example of how we are to expect to live ourselves a call to live in dominion. Every one of us in here, I know you, and you have been fought to the bitter end. The enemy has come at all of us in every way he can come at us, but we have survived. And now that you know about dominion, you're going to not only survive, you're going to thrive. You're going to quit allowing the enemy to steal stuff he has no authority to steal. All right? If you're living in poverty, just take dominion over that. Tell God you're sorry you allowed the enemy to steal. Remember, God said, I want to return to you what the palmer and cankerworm has stolen. Well, if he's stolen your finances, then God wants to return that. If you have a house full of rebellious children, he wants to return that. Whatever it is, God wants to turn that thing around for your good. This is a time that he wants to turn everything around for your good. Our dominion means expecting to be blessed in famine. It means when layoffs are happening all around you, you're expecting to increase anyway. When the stock market is fluctuating, you have peace and you trust in the anointing to guide you and protect you. Dominion means you aren't subject to the times. The times are subject to you and you know it. All right? Number five, dominion means expecting to be healed. Look, I have, in Luke 10:19, look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. See that? And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. Hello. Let's read that scripture again. Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. Somewhere along the line, I missed that one. You know, and I know some of you have too, right? So, you know, we aren't going to judge anybody. We're going to learn from this. You have dominion over the devil. The devil is the author of sickness and disease. Therefore, you should expect to live in divine health all the days of your life because you have dominion. But then, like Kenneth Copeland, you know, he had that bad leg, But he still confessed divine health until that leg was healed. Are you listening here? Take dominion over symptoms and negative doctors' reports. Don't for a minute let yourself feel like a victim. You have authority. Take it in the name of Jesus. Speak it by the power of the blood of Jesus. You're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Every sickness and disease is under your feet. Expect healing to come to you, and then expect to live in divine healing all the days of your life. All right, so I said all that, and we know sickness is running, is increasing every day. We are really going to have to be faith people, is what it amounts to. We're going to have to be faith people. We're going to have to increase our faith, and we're going to have to start taking dominion. All right? There's a whole lot of things coming down, you know, that you guys tell me that they're out there concocting other diseases and stuff, and they're going to inject into the people. Well, we're going to have faith and dominion to believe that we are not going to be affected by anything that they put in anything. All right? God said, if you any deadly thing that won't hurt you, right? So if somebody, all you read about anymore is how food is contaminated. They're recalling all this food. So, and some of the food they recalled, I ate. And I said, God, I'm not going to have no ill effects from this food that I've already eaten. Amen. I'm not just going to up and die over it. And you have to do that too. I just ate that. Now I'm going to be sick. No, you don't do that. You know, you have dominion over that. And I'm being honest with you. I'm being serious here. Every sickness and disease is under your feet. Expect healing to come to you, and then expect to live in divine healing all the days of your life. You know, every day I get up, and then, you know, all the stuff growing on my face, and I look in the mirror and I say, God, please make this go away today, and let it be a miracle where everybody see it drop off of my face. You know, then whenever I teach you something like this, you might believe it more, all right? So, anyhow. Genesis 27:40, dominion means destroying every yoke. When thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off of thy neck. When you really truly walk in the Spirit, walk in righteousness and holiness, then you can expect to have dominion, and the enemy has to leave you alone. And didn't God just tell us recently that the enemy was finished with us, and he was going to have to leave us alone? Then we need to believe that, and we need to start acting on that, not expecting to get attacked, not expecting for somebody to take our money, but we need to start believing God's word that we have dominion. You have a drinking habit, you have dominion over that monster of alcohol. See what I'm saying? And you're going to have to fight. You know, the devil let you walk right on into that. It was so much fun and so easy, because he knew once you had you in there, he had you, his hooks in you. And he knew that you weren't strong enough to fight your way out. But you're going to prove him wrong. You're going to prove that you are strong enough to fight your way out of that bag he has you in. And you're going to have dominion. You're going to be the head and not the tail. All right? Enemies, depression, the weight of sin, oppressive attempts of the devil, these are all yokes that must be destroyed. So let's say that again. Enemies, depression, the weight of sin, oppressive attempts of the devil, these are all yokes that must be destroyed. The devil wants to hinder your promotion, growth, and increase. He wants to stop what God has already set in motion in your life. You know, we was talking about finances. You know, I used to get jobs when I was working that I wasn't no bit qualified for than a baby was. I'd walk in and fill out an application, and they'd hire me on the spot. And I'd have to go in that office, and I said, I don't know what I'm doing. But you know what? There was always somebody where I went to get a job that said, here, you need some help. I'll help you out. And they taught me the ropes. That was God. Could have been an angel too, for all I know. But I really was never qualified for a job. And, you know, I went for high-paying jobs. And so I'm saying, I know it's real. We just have to start walking in it. Now, somewhere along the line, I must have something in common with the enemy, because God said for me to quit my job, and his paycheck would be so much larger than the world's paycheck, and I get no paycheck. But it really, his paycheck is souls. So we aren't winning very many souls, one here and one there, maybe 10 here and 10 there, and we need to be winning the multitude. And that's my paycheck, the multitude of souls that's brought into the kingdom of heaven. So I know that I know that I know that maybe I'm one that missed a path. You know, somewhere along the line I'm not doing something that I should have been doing and I just missed it. So you know me, I'm going to be home checking that out. So what is it, what path did you miss God with? Yeah, because things aren't really going the way you know they should be going. Think about that. Where am I at? Dominion means destroying every yoke by tapping into the yoke-destroying anointing that is at your fingertips. It's time to get tough and break loose from bondage. Command failure, poverty, addiction, or any other yoke to leave you now in Jesus' name. You have dominion. I'm not saying that lightly. We do have dominion. We forgot it, and we have not put it into practice. Because I'm quite sure if I go back, and I know I must have preached that somewhere along the line. But we need to get it back in the foremost part of our mind, so that you're right here, and you know where we can see it and believe it and start working on it. Now that you know what dominion really means, it's time to exercise and demonstrate it so others can witness it. Oh, okay, here we go. Let's read this again. Now that you know what dominion really means, it's time to exercise and demonstrate it so others can witness it and become citizens of God's kingdom themselves. So you all know what you have to do now, right? Break off every yoke, get out from under every burden, and take your seat in the blessing. Live a life of dominion. And I'm just going to say about that path. I know for a fact that God told me that I was going to have a Catherine Kuhlman anointing, and I was going to minister in auditoriums. So somehow I have missed the opportunity for the anointing to start in here. Now I have to go back. Maybe some of you have to do this too. Retrace my footsteps and see where I missed God, and then get back on track again. I might be wrong, but you know, I know that we should be walking in miracles in here every service. We should be back to seven days a week services like we had before. What is it in your life that you know that God wants you to have more than what you have? You have to seek God's face, say, all right, God, where did I miss you? I made a turn and you didn't. You was walking straight ahead. God wants us to financially prosper. All right, so we're a church and people call us and say, can you feed us? No, we can't, because we just have enough just to keep the church going. And I feel bad. We shouldn't be like that. We should have a certain separate account. And then we'd be able to feed the poor, pay the rent, do whatever. But I'm just pointing that out to point out to you, what is it in your life where you don't have an overflow? Okay? You know, and God said he would always keep me, and he does. He does it in ways I would never think of, but he always keeps me. What has God promised you, and is that promise being fulfilled? All right? And whenever you have to really, truly, just like I said, we've heard this before, we forgot it, and God gave me that prophetic word to start out with. He knows we forgot it. He knows that we're not walking in dominion, and he wanted to bring that to recall that to us so we can get back to where we need to be. Don't be afraid to go back and repeat what you've forgotten. Because if you don't recall what you've forgotten, you're never going to be where God wants you to be. You're never going to get to that special place that God has for you. Each one of you are in here, you are leaders, and you need to know how to be a leader. You need to know when to say, whoa, to God, whoa, I missed it. And you need to know when to just stop and regroup with God, not with people, but with God. Say, God, put me back on the path, right path again. Because I know everything we've been going through for the past 10 years, everyone in this room has been messed up at one point. And we've had to regroup. You're not, like God told me, you're not the only one in this boat. So don't ever think that you're the only one that ever messed up. You are not the only one in the boat. And believe me, when God told me that, my ears perked up because he was serious with me. The problem with the body of Christ is we are afraid to tell anybody we missed it. We want everybody to think that we're perfect, and we are not. And you know, if you read about God's disciples, they were far from perfect. And they never really did any great work till after he passed away. So, but Jesus isn't here. He's going to come again. And we're supposed to be opening the path for Jesus to come again. So, you know, we have to be about the Father's business now. We have to be about doing what God's telling us to do. All right? And don't try to stick your nose in somebody else's business either. Keep your nose in your own business. Like Barbara has the aglow. That's where her nose should be. It shouldn't be in anybody else's business, but in the aglow, you know. And whatever it is that God placed you in, that's where your nose should be. Like, I don't care what any other church is doing, because I'm the pastor of this church. I have enough trouble with you people. I don't need somebody else's church and their trouble. And you know, God told me from the very beginning, don't ever despise small beginnings. And I never knew what he meant, but I do now. In other words, he was telling me, you'll never have an abundance. Not yet. We're getting there, but this was not the time. So don't despise small beginnings. I knew a pastor one time who said, if I can't preach at least 45, I'm not going to preach to nobody. He said, there's no way, because he came here one day and I was preaching to three people. He said, there's no way I'd do that. He was despising small beginnings. Preach near, go back to Kenneth Copeland. He rented a place in Philadelphia and nobody showed up but one man. He said, I gave that one man everything I had. preached his heart out to him. And that man got saved. But what if he'd have had that mindset? He'd have closed down and been told a man to go home. The man would never got saved. You see what I mean? And I really truly believe, too, at that point, things happen like that because God's testing you. You see how faithful you'll be. Now, are you ready to take dominion over the devil? Just sit down and talk to yourself, or talk to God, or talk to your wife, husband, whatever. Where did we miss God? And start at that point when you find out where you miss God. And then from that point on, keep taking dominion over the enemy. All right? I'm not going to have an altar call tonight. No, this is still morning, isn't it? God did what he wanted to do at the beginning. But you leaders, and you really, I'm looking around, every one of you are a leader. You're going to be thrust out into that lion's den here real soon. Because God said, he's told me, in a wink of my eye, I'm going to release everybody into their ministries. And we don't know when he's going to wink his eye. And it's going to be an overnight experience. Are you ready? Are you really ready to do the work that God has called you forth to do? Are you ready to take dominion over everything on the earth like God gave us in Genesis? The enemy can't stop you. That's one thing I've told the enemy. You didn't call me and you can't break me. So I took dominion over that right up front. and he knows he can. So see, there's things in my life I didn't do right up front, and then I had to struggle through them. You need to do it right up front. All right, devil, this is the way it is. You know, and tell him the way it is. And every time he tries it, tell him the way it is. until he realizes she means what she says. And he will leave you alone. He really will. But he has to know that you have dominion over him. The only authority he gives has is what you give him. So how much authority are you going to give him? None. Don't give him any authority. And we've all made mistakes in this past 10 years. In fact, I made mistakes that I thought I'd never make. You know, decisions I made with my family, that's where my decisions are. And it's just because I didn't take dominion. I didn't put the enemy in his place. Some of you in here, you're still doing that. Don't allow the enemy any more space. Take dominion. All right? And Aaron, I told you what God showed me now. You need to start taking dominion. Don't let him take what God's going to do. And I know that, Donna, God's already started the mighty works within you. You don't understand maybe the deepness of what he's doing, but don't allow the enemy to come in and stop what God started in your life. And fear has no place. Fear has no place in dominion. If you don't understand, ask God. He'll explain it to you. But you keep moving forward. Don't let the enemy stop you. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for bringing to our attention that we have forgotten about our dominion over the earth, over every living creature, over the enemy. And Father God, we repent right now for forgetting that. And we thank you, Father God, that since you brought it to our attention, now you're going to work with us and you're going to see that we keep dominion. Father God, give the people strength, wisdom, and the knowledge to walk in dominion, no matter how they feel, no matter what circumstance look like. Let us be like Kenneth Copeland, Father God, and say, well, that's God's bill, and walk away from it and not pick it up. Father God, you are the author and finisher of every one of our lives, and we give you permission to do whatever you have to do to get us to where you're taking us to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're released, but take dominion with you. Amen.